Ready, fire, aim, zero to $100 million in no time flat, part three. We're going to talk about growing businesses. It's a great one. Stick around. Be right back. Hey, peeps, please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the family. All right, so now that that's out of the way, let's get into this. What is going on, crypto family? So this is going to be part three where we cover the book, Ready, Fire, Aim, Zero to $100 million in no time flat. Sounds crazy, right? Well, we're going to cover part three of it. So if you haven't seen part one or part two, then I highly recommend that you kind of go back after you watch this video or pause this one right now and just kind of go back and watch those two because they are great as well. In this video right here, we're going to start talking about what Mr. Masterson's stage three is, which is when a business generates $10 million to $50 million in revenue annually. You know, the biggest challenge in this stage is that your business might fall into kind of chaos and you might need some more structure, so to speak. This is when you need to transition from kind of an entrepreneur company to a professional corporation. You know, one way to do this and to establish is to make this happen, I guess, would be to kind of establish processes and systems. An easy way to think of this is maybe kind of like a business like McDonald's. They have a very large corporation. Everybody knows Ray Kroc, right? And it's got a ton of moving parts, all of which that they have systems in place so that it can be employed with like high school students and still be successful. It's still going to have that same level of consistency no matter if you're at a McDonald's in Chicago or you're at one in Stockton, California or Reno, Nevada or wherever you go to, you're going to have that same consistency. And that is the power of great structure and great systems. So in this stage right here, you're also going to need a detailed organizational chart like most Fortune 500 companies have. This means that you need departments like human resources and finance and marketing and all those types of people, right? This is when you may have more specialized people start to come in. When you started out, you know, you probably weren't able to afford somebody that specializes in one thing, and maybe not even at this point yet, but you can grow into these jobs. These are specialized employees that may be more risk adverse than you were when you first started this company. They will most likely want to plan and prepare more than you did when you first started. Mr. Masterson, he also talks about the rule of three in this stage. This is that each manager should report three and no more than three metrics each month. If you want to move from entrepreneur to corporate leader, you must love numbers. And you got to hire people that love numbers too. You have to focus on creating operations and hire professional managers. This will allow you to create and manage teams. In this stage, communication of your vision is so important so that, you know, all the employees are united all with the same goal. Kind of like Sun Tzu says, you know, the army that's united in purpose shall be victorious. Same thing here. So another part of being a great corporate leader is networking. This is going to help you set up partnerships and deals to further grow your company. At this stage, hiring is also super important, especially hiring your key people and people that do the remainder of the hiring and onboarding processes, right? Next, we're going to start talking about stage four. This is the one that I love, which is going from $50 to $100 million or even more, that stage, right? The key to remember here is for this phase, I guess we'll call it, is to get the business to run itself. This means that you have to kind of step back a little bit and look at the business as a collection of moving parts and see it more as one product. You ask yourself, if you were an investor, what is its current value and is it worth increasing it? At this stage, there are three possible outcomes. You can sell your business, or you can do like an IPO, an initial public offering, or you can step back and maybe just become the chairman of the board. One thing that Mr. Masterson goes over in this book is how to keep your work fun in your business. He states that there are three types of work. So there's hard work is doing something that bores you and you're doing something you really don't care about. Working hard is working at anything. Working easy is doing something that excites you and that you actually really care about. He also states that you can have fun by changing roles between being an employee to a manager or to a business builder, and then lastly to a wealth builder. Another thing that you need to do at this stage is to kind of be your company's main investor. You can do this by playing the role as, say, an advisor, right? He stated that he's actually done this two different times in his career. He gave control as CEO to his next in command, and he became basically an advisor to the company. During this time, his business doubled from like $100 million to $200 million. Plus, Gary Keller of Keller Williams, he's done this as well, but has since kind of stepped back, into the CEO position. So, to summarize, I know this was kind of a quick and dirty one, right? But it is important to organize your business during these stages. You must make sure that your company has a vision and that everybody is on board and is following that vision. You want to hire great managers and people that can help build the business and manage it very, very well. Each manager should be in charge of three metrics, no more than three metrics for each business. At stage four, you can kind of look into building this business as more of an investment. So what are some of the key takeaways that you got from this video or things that might have surprised you? I'd love to hear your thoughts. Plus, of course, let me know what other topics you want us to cover right there in the comments section below. Love you. God bless you. Hope you guys are staying, and gals are staying sane and safe in this crazy world and all these crazy times. So much stuff is going on. I just have a feeling that most of this craziness will probably end on November 4th. So we'll see if I'm right. God bless you. Love you. I'll catch you on the next one. Hey peeps, just a friendly reminder, Crypto Beetle shows are never financial advice, recommendations, or trading strategies. The views expressed here are solely that of Robert Beetles and his guests. Robert Beetles is the co-founder of the Monarch Wallet, host of Trading View Sessions, Crypto Beetles on YouTube, and on several entities. Robert's opinions here do not reflect that of those entities. Some information shared here may not actually be factual. These shows are for information and entertainment purposes only. Never invest a single Satoshi or penny in anything without first seeking the counsel and advice of a professional financial advisor. Robert Beetles is not a financial expert or advisor. Investing in anything is super dangerous. You can lose all of your money, so always trade at your own risk. Please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. God bless you. Love you. And I'll catch y'all on the next one.